This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Imagine if you're walking on earth knowing that you are from the people of Jannah. There were some Sahabis who had that glad tidings from the Prophet ﷺ. And if we were to witness one night during these final 10 nights, Allah will write us amongst those who are saved from hellfire, hence you will be from the people of Jannah. It's only one night. That's why we need to really increase from the efforts and hardships. Even those who used to pray 8 rak'at or 4, try to do more. Certainly, you will catch it. Prophet Muhammad, I met today with the brothers who are doing i'tikaf. And I told them about the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, when he made i'tikaf in the first 10 nights of Ramadan. And then Jibril came to him and he says, it's not there. So he made the i'tikaf in the middle 10 nights of Ramadan, and Jibril came and he said, it's not there. And then he made the i'tikaf in the final 10 days, and then Jibril came and he says, Allah has told me to tell you, seek it in these final 10 days. It's there. The Qari is Allah khair. He recited Surah Dukhan, the beginning of Surah Dukhan. The Dukhan, the smoke, which is one of the major signs of the hereafter. And the Surah talks about the scenes of the Day of Judgment. The scenes of the Day of Judgment, the scenes of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts Surah Dukhan with, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Inna kunna mundirin. We have revealed it in a night of power, in a blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah is talking here about the Quran. It is the Quran that gives value to Ramadan. It is not Ramadan that gives value, qima, to Al Quran. The Quran gives value to Ramadan. If it was not the Quran, Ramadan would not be what it is today. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Inna kunna mundirin. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Fir'aun and the people and how much they left behind. They had so much. كَمْ تَرَكُ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا خَالِدِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. They left behind them so many beautiful gardens. Allah is talking about the Jannah and what they have left behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Verse 23-24, with Musa alayhi salam, when he told him, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ وَتُرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوًا. Take my people, Ben Israel, cross the Nile, cross the river, cross the ocean. He had 100,000 people following him. And Fir'aun is coming from behind. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa, فَضْرِ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ. Hit the ocean with your staff. The staff would not open the ocean. Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla told him to make that move. Hit the ocean with your staff. And then the ocean parted two ways. كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. Each way is like a mountain. And then Musa is crossing, and Bani Israel are crossing with all their belongings, with all their husbands and wives and fathers and mothers and animals and whatever they could, you know, carry from their belongings. They were crossing, and Musa keeps going looking from the back. That, you know, Fir'aun is coming. Musa keeps looking, and then people are crossing, 100,000. It's going to take them a while to cross. So they managed to cross. And then Musa keeps looking, and Fir'aun is coming close. So Musa took the staff, and he started hitting the ocean to part back, to close back. Allah did not tell him to do that. Allah only told him, I said, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ وَتُرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوًا. Leave the ocean behind you. Parted. so that Fir'aun and his people will be drowned. So he goes out and then he crosses and he looks back, came Fir'aun, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that marvelous job. Allah ordered the ocean to close back into Fir'aun. This is the trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning about how to trust Allah. Even Musa was scared. Even Musa was hitting the ocean with the staff, but Allah did not tell him to do that. He just says, go, I take care of him. In Surah Al-Jasiyah, which the Shaykh will recite after Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about those who are arrogant. Those who are arrogant in denying the wahi, who are denying the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, verse number 7, وَيْنٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Woe to those affaq, the liars, those who deny the hukm of Allah, or those who deny the tawheed, those who deny la ilaha illallah. يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ يَصِيرُ مُسْتَكْبِرًا ثُمَّ يَصِيرُ مُسْتَكْبِرًا. Those who listen, wail, they listen and they يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they listen to the Qur'an, they listen to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then they turn their back. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them the glad tidings of a severe punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 23, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَ هَوَاهُ. Also in Surah Al-Jathiyah, what's ilah? What's hawa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad, have you seen those who have taken their own whims and desires as God? They take their whims and desires as ilah. اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَ هَوَاهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says another ayah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. It is all about that souls, that desires, that people, they think, you know, the way they look is more important than anything. The way they, you know, their body is more important than anything. The way they dress is more important than anything. Even if it's doing haram, they're following their whims and desires. We need to learn in these final 10 days how to condition our whims and our desires to be in accordance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in Surah Al-Ahqaf, which is the third surah. He will cover 5 surahs today. He just finished Zukhruf, he moved to Dukhan, Al-Jathiyah, Al-Ahqaf, and then Surah Muhammad. Allahu Akbar, Surah Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 13, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Again, about steadfastness, about thabat. Thabat, you came in Ramadan, you prayed in Ramadan. Even those who didn't pray Fajr in Ramadan, they woke up and they came to the masjid and they prayed Fajr. What's going to happen after Ramadan? Allah is saying, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say our Lord is Allah, then they remain in the state of steadfastness. What's going to happen to him? فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have nothing to fear and they have nothing to be afraid of or to be sad about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. This is why I said, well, how would you feel if you were to know that you are from the people of Jannah? Those who remain steadfast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those that will inherit Ashabul Jannah, the people of Jannah, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And then verse number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one more time in Surah Al-Ahqaf talks about the honoring of the parents. Talks about honoring the parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, now he's talking more about the mother. Like the Prophet when he says, your mom, your mother, your mother, your mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we ordered, وَوَصَّيْنَا, we gave the order of the insan, بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, to be good to the parents, to treat their parents with honor. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَمَّلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. His mother, the mothers bore them in hardship, and they delivered them in hardship. With all due respect, men didn't have to go to this hardship. Well, the man's hardship is a little bit different. For the man, it was all pleasure, with all due respect. But for the woman, bearing them is hardship. Pregnancy is hardship. Delivering is hardship. Before the delivery is hardship. The mood change. The chemistry change. So many changes that women go through. I've taken this when I was doing my personal development coaching certificate. There was a sister, it was a Muslim sister. She was to give a speech, and then she brought some ice. And then she gave each one of us, the attendees, some ice, like ice in a cup of ice. And then she says, put your hands inside the ice. So we all put our hands inside the ice, and then she started talking, giving a speech. None of us was concentrating on the speech. We were concentrating on the ice. Our hands are freezing in that ice. She's saying, "You're not listening to me, are you? You're being, you know, you're concentrating on your hands being frozen and you're being in pain." That's how a woman who's pregnant feels. When a husband, now he comes from work and he wants this and he wants that. This woman, you know, when she is going to that pregnancy, and Allah says it in the Quran, she bears him in hardship, and even the delivery is hardship. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us for the sisters. Give chocolate today. Today is free chocolate for all the sisters. Even those who don't answer, just give them. Just give them, sister, please. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 29, al-jinn. Some of us be listening to the Quran, maybe with all due respect, maybe it has not moved us a bit. For some, huh? The jinn, they heard the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 29, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Prophet Muhammad was coming back from a ta'if. He went to a ta'if giving da'wah, nobody wanted to listen to him, they did not believe in him, so he was coming back listening to the Quran. The jinn, they were flying around, they heard that there was a man, Muhammad ﷺ, talking about the Quran, and then they heard, one of them, a bunch of them, they heard Prophet Muhammad said the Quran. Then they started calling each other, the jinn from Mecca, from a ta'if, called the jinn from Medina, called the jinn of Saudi there, from the jinn of Pakistan, from the jinn of Morocco, from the jinn of India, from the jinn of Egypt, come. They all came, they started listening to the Quran, Prophet Muhammad reciting the Quran. And what did they say? Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allah. They started giving da'wah. Jinn is giving da'wah. Ajibu da'i Allah. Listen, answer to the call of Allah. Muhammad is calling us to Allah. Answer. The jinn, they embraced Islam. Prophet Muhammad, Sheikh, Mufti. Prophet Muhammad wanted al-Ta'if. Allah wanted Medina. Prophet Muhammad wanted the people of al-Ta'if. Allah wanted the people of Medina. Prophet Muhammad wanted the people of al-Ta'if. Allah wanted jinn to embrace Islam. You see, Allah wants something. He wants something. Eventually, what's going to happen? Whatever Allah... Huh? Whatever Allah wants. My brothers and sisters, all of you with me, inshallah ta'ala, and then have Salat Muhammad. All of you, the dua of... I just want to entertain here a little bit. Not entertain, to remind myself and yourself of the dua of the Prophet Muhammad. This is the day when you should be saying this dua. And you all know that dua. Allahumma, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna, all of us. Allahumma, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. Surah Muhammad. From time to time, keep on. If you remember, just keep saying that dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah will, inshaAllah ta'ala, efface your sins. Surah Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says here in verse number 6, يُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. You see, when you enter Jannah, brothers and sisters, this is all of you, inshaAllah ta'ala, the earth. When you enter Jannah, you will know your mansion in Jannah. You will know your place in Jannah more than you would know your own home. You see, when you go drive to your home, sometimes you may make a mistake or whatnot, not driving to your home. When you go to Jannah, you will know your home better. You don't need no GPS whatsoever. عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. Allah will let you know of where your place in Jannah is. You'll go straight to your home as if you've already been there for so many years back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Jannah quickly. How many, here's now candy time. How many Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, seven. In Surah?
Seven.
No, what's seven?
Eight.
No, how many, huh?
Three.
In four.
Four.
Or four.
Four.
In Surah Muhammad. In Surah Muhammad, he talks about four rivers. Rivers, I'm talking about the rivers. Sisters, four, wa alaykum salam, four the Quran, either Pakistani, Indian Quran, or Arabic Quran. The rivers that Allah talked about in the Quran in Surah Muhammad, which the Shaykh is going to recite. Four rivers. What are those rivers? مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا. And then tell me. First river?
River of honey.
Huh? River of honey. Honey, ya honey. Aywa.
River of milk.
Of milk?
Water.
Water. No, gone. I'm sorry. Somebody else. From now on, the brothers. I want... Huh? I want all the rivers that Allah Azza talked about. The four rivers.
Huh? Water, honey, and oil. Water, honey, oil.
Say.
Oil.
Huh?
Wine, milk, water,
honey. Wine, milk,
water.
But alcohol, wine is haram.
Oil.
Allah made it haram there, Allah made it haram here, but halal where?
In Jannah.
Okay, mashallah alayk. What Quran? Arabic or Pakistani, Indian, Bangladeshi, Urdu? What Quran? Pakistani?
Well, Arab. Arab, no. Pakistani Quran. Uthmani script? No, that's not the one. No. Uthmani script? That's not the one. Pakistani Urdu.
From Medina, by the way, huh? I thought you were Arabic. Look, does he look Pakistani too? He's Arab. MashaAllah, all the same. MashaAllah. Congratulations. Four rivers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, and there is one more river which was given to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. What's the name of that river? Al-Kawthar. What's the name of that river? Al-Kawthar, given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all to drink, not from the river, listen to me before you go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the chance to drink from the hands of the Prophet Muhammad, from the river of Al-Kawthar, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ameen. JazakumAllah khair, barakAllah fikum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.